Mid to late summer is when many say the Georgia peach is at its most delicious. But not this year. Thanks to some bad weather, farmers in the southeastern United States have been hit hard by a peach shortage. In South Carolina, as much as 90% of the crop is gone, and in Georgia, it's a similar story. Al Pearson is the owner of Pearson Farm in Fort Valley, Georgia, where his family has been growing peaches for 132 years. Al, thanks for talking with me.
Well, thank you.
Well, Fort Valley is known as Georgia's Peach City, but I guess not this year. What happened?
Well, we were the victims of a winter that was a little warmer than usual, and then a spring frost, which is, it happens. We are subject to that spring frost every year, and this, we just, that's the way to mop flops this year.
You need, in the winter months, you need that cold air, right? You didn't get it?
No, we didn't get enough. The varieties that we grow here need about 800 to 1,000 hours of under 45-degree weather, and we got about half of that, about 500 hours, and so the trees just didn't behave normally.
How much of your crop did you lose?
We lost about 80% of the total crop, and we lost almost all of our late peaches and then over half of our early peaches, so it'll average out to about a 80% loss.
How much will that cost you?
I don't know.
A lot.
We hadn't figured it up yet. We do have a disaster insurance, crop insurance, that is a minimal help. It's only for catastrophic issues, but it's you don't make money off of crop insurance.
Did you have to cut back on the number of workers on your farm?
We did. We hire locals and guest workers, and both were cut back. We already had some guest workers here, but we had to call and cancel some of those workers. And then we couldn't hire as many locals as we normally do. And it's been a shared burden.
So this problem trickles down. Now, it's not just you.
No, it does. And it really, you know, these people that have been with us for a long time, they depend on this crop for their income during the summer. And you hate to make that phone call and not bring them back. But there was nothing we could do about it.
Your family's been doing this, as we said, 130 years. You've been doing it yourself since you were 6 years old. And how old are you now?
I'm 67. I look at my six-year-old grandchildren, and I wonder what my mother was thinking sending me to work. But she probably wanted me to get out of the house.
Well, have you ever seen it this bad?
Yes, we have. We've had a couple of years when we had virtually nothing. And this year, we're blessed to have 20%.
Well, that's one way to think about it. You've also got another silver lining, if there is one. It's the fact that you're growing pecans, and those seem to be doing okay?
Yeah, pecans, they are native to the deep swamps and such of the river bottoms, and they don't need as much cold weather, and so they look good.
Well, that's good. I hear people in Georgia think they have the best tasting peaches. Is that true?
It's true that they think that, and what they think that is true.
All right, Al Pearson, owner of Pearson Farm in Fort Valley, Georgia. Thanks for joining us. Happy 4th of July, and best of luck to you.
And best of luck to you.